You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Ah, smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pie.
How many fingers am I holding up, Marv?
8.
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Sean. Visit ChristmasPodcast.com. I keep everybody up to date on almost a daily basis there. Or subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this. Keep yourself up to date that way on my weekly podcasts. Now, let's get you up to date on the new episodes that dropped in the past week.
Hello, Rabbit.
New to ChristmasPodcast.com is Christmas Past Podcast. Behind every Christmas tradition is a story, often a forgotten one. Every year, as we put up a tree and pour the eggnog, we're continuing generations-old narratives while being mostly unaware of their starting chapters. Join Brian Earle to explore the fascinating stories behind the most wonderful time of year. It's equal parts nerdy deep dive and warm-hearted celebration. Think NPR meets Clement Clark Moore.
Son!
Mom!
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 19th through the 25th. Merry Little Podcast had an episode on November 19th titled Christmas Past with Brian Earle. Christmas Past is a term that conjures up a lot of images in the mind. In those two words, we are instantly reminded of things that are precious to us. Nobody knows that better than Brian Earle, host of the Christmas Past podcast and author of a new book titled What Else? Christmas Past. If anyone understands Jeff's interest and even slightly obsessive history with Christmas Past, it's Brian Earle. As Brian says, he's not a historian, he's a storyteller. And there's a lot of stories to tell about Christmas of the past. In this far-ranging episode of the Merry Little Podcast, Brian takes us on his Christmas journey. It's a journey that not only started in his childhood, but also a journey that deliciously never ends. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 19th titled More Classic British Christmas Songs. The show starts with Bob Baker and Do You Hear What I Hear? This time it's the word naff. Then Paula Horwood, the creator of Bobbicles, shares the harrowing tale of how her supply teacher told the whole class who really delivers the presents on Christmas Eve. Next up, Jack has the quiz, and it's out with the old and in with the new. He's run out of questions from the original quiz, so he bought a book. Then his U.S. correspondent Scott Newman of The Jingle Jank and Christmas Morning and Tinseltoons is on the show to tell us if he recognizes some classic British Christmas songs. The songs are Walking in the Air, 2,000 Miles by The Pretenders, Step into Christmas by Sir Elton John, Keeping the Dream Alive by Freiheit, and Savior's Day by Cliff Richard. Then he plugs his merch. All the proceeds go to charity. Jack wrote a book nearly 20 years ago. It's very rude and there's a lot of bad language, but on the plus side, it is very funny. If you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read it for free or buy the ebook version on Amazon for $3. Then it's What the Dickens, and Jack discusses a couple very interesting bits about candles in A Christmas Carol. Next up, Bob Baker is back with Wonderful Christmas Time, and there's more Christmas traditions that you can get involved in. Next, it's part two of Between the Lights by E.F. Benson, as read by Tony Dixon. This week's recommendation is the book Thursday Night's All Right by Jack Andrews, a crude but hilarious novel that your mom might find offensive, but you'll love. Closer to Christmas Podcast, an episode November 19th titled A Christmas Story, A Major Card Game. Charlie discusses the Funko Games card game, A Major Card Game. This A Christmas Story-themed card game is a fun little game to play to celebrate the release of the new Christmas Story movie that just came out. If you're a fan of the classic film, then you should check this game out. Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on November 19th titled True Tone Vintage Lights. David Andora, designer and maker of True Tone Vintage LED-style Christmas lights, talks to Ricky about their wide range of products and new items this year. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on November 20th titled, Why Spending Christmas Day Alone Isn't the Worst Way to Spend Christmas Day. Liam and Ness reveal Australia's all-time favorite Christmas song list, and even they were surprised at what came in at number one. Then they find out how buying the right gift can help create a lifetime of beautiful memories for those who receive it. Plus, if you're faced with spending Christmas alone this year, why it may not be the worst thing ever to happen, and their top suggestions on what you should definitely do when you spend Christmas Day by yourself. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode November 20th titled, Rhonda Birchmore and Jack Earl Invite You to a Red Hot Swinging Christmas. Ken talks to Australian entertainer Rhonda Birchmore and big band leader Jack Earl about their latest collaboration, A Red Hot Swinging Christmas. They talk about some of the songs they chose to record, including a song Dean Martin recorded almost 70 years ago that almost no one has covered since. Plus, they also record a big band version of Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody. Rhonda and Jack also talk about the tour they're currently on, their next projects and plans, and the possibility of a Red Hot Swinging Christmas, too. Tis the Podcast, an episode on November 21st titled, Ralphie, Promise Me We're Gonna Make This a Wonderful Christmas, That Would Make Your Father So Happy, A Christmas Story Christmas. Julia, Tom, and Anthony are joined by Jay Skipworth of Film Strip Podcast and April Riley to discuss the highly anticipated legacy sequel to the universally beloved classic, A Christmas Story, HBO Max's A Christmas Story Christmas. Is Ralphie Parker's long-awaited journey home worth it to fans of the original? Anthony, April, and Jay? Can adult Ralphie throw a more entertaining Christmas for his family than his father did in the eyes of Julia and Tom, who loathed the original film? And is this movie able to stand on its own while serving as a fitting tribute to Darren McGavin and his iconic old man character, and while managing to avoid the pitfalls that entrap so many legacy sequels? All of this and much more is debated and answered by your hosts in this entertaining episode full of holiday cheer. Also discussed in the episode, Mastodon, Thanksgiving plans, what they're all thankful for this year, Star vs. Angel, Tree Toppers, and much, much more. Christmas Countdown Show Podcast, an episode November 21st titled Top 5 Versions of Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells is arguably the most well-known Christmas song of all time. From school holiday concerts to Christmas caroling, this song is a part of everybody's holiday season soundtrack. In this episode, Eric and Danny shine a light on some of the most entertaining, fun, and unique versions of Jingle Bells ever recorded. Christmas Past Podcast had an episode on November 21st titled 2022 Indie Christmas Music Playlist. Brian returns to his traditional favorite songs each year, but there's nothing like discovering a new favorite. If you believe that too, then you're in for a treat. He has 7 Christmas songs from independent musicians to make your days a little merrier and brighter sounding. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode November 21st titled New Heart, Thanksgiving for the Memories with Todd Killian. Christmas Clatter host Todd Killian joins Jerry to discuss the New Heart episode Thanksgiving for the Memories. When some electrical work needs to be done at the inn, Dick and company go to their rich Vanderkellens for Thanksgiving until a fight sends them to Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. Ludicrously rich relatives? Check. Groundhog stuffing? Yep. Carving knives that make Excalibur look like a butter knife? Definitely. So grab your clubs and play some indoor golf to this episode. TGI Podcast had an episode on November 22nd titled The King of Queens Supermarket Story. To close out the Thanksgiving holiday, Matt's back covering The King of Queens and Supermarket Story from the first season of the show. In this episode, he reflects back on what it was like to work at a grocery store for over 10 years and how that skewed his view of this particular episode. He criticizes Carrie's decision to buy a frozen turkey the day before Thanksgiving, laughs at the great storyline of the guy, and as always, determines whether or not this should be deemed a holiday classic. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on November 22nd, titled A Caterer's Guide to Holidays and Homicide, interview with author Jessica Thompson. Art talks with author Jessica Thompson about her culinary cozy mystery series, A Caterer's Guide to Crime. Book 2 in the series is set at Christmas and is on sale now. Jessica and he talk about her books and discuss their favorite Christmas music, treats, books, memories, and traditions, and a whole lot more. Make sure you have some snacks handy because this episode will make you hungry. Also, check out the show notes for a special announcement for Art's 100th episode. Tinseltoons podcast had an episode November 22nd titled It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Scott and Dwayne discuss Andy Williams' beloved song It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year from 1963. Notable versions played are Andy Williams, Andy Williams and Kathy Tricoli, Johnny Mathis, Harry Connick Jr., Barry Manilow, Kylie Minogue, Idina Menzel, and Cliff Richard. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on November 22nd titled Muppet Christmas Carol at 30. Ken talks to Anthony and Ryan from the Movin' Right Along podcast from toughpigs.com. They talk about the Muppet Christmas Carol, which turns 30 this year. They talk about the music and the song from Martina McBride that should have been a hit. They also talk about what the Movin' Right Along podcast has learned by talking about this movie 2 minutes at a time. They also talk about Michael Caine, who was the perfect Ebenezer Scrooge for this film. And they touch on Emmett Otter and some other Muppet Christmas projects. Christmas Morning podcast had an episode on November 23rd titled 32 Days Until Christmas. It's the final episode before Bran and Scott go daily on Monday the 28th, find out who won this year's battle, and more. Snow in Southtown podcast had an episode on November 23rd titled Southtown Boys. Mike and Rusty review Frosty the Snowman from 1969 and the Four Seasons Greetings from 1962. They also talk about something fun, which is the history of the American Christmas tree. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on November 23rd titled Saying Goodbye to Santa Prime. As the credits continue to roll, John and Ben talk about the recent sighting of the Super Duper Looper, John's film theory that links multiple Santa movies together, the movie that sunk the Salkins, and revisit the cast as their names appear on screen. Join them as they discuss Minute 105 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Kringle Talks Christmas podcast, an episode of November 23rd titled Conversation with Brian Earle from Christmas Past. On this bonus episode, Chris is delighted to welcome Brian Earle from the Christmas Past podcast, the godfather in his eyes of the Christmas Podcast Network, to Kringle Talks Christmas. They spoke about what led him to doing a podcast, his favorite topic to cover, and various others, including his new book titled Christmas Past. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast had an episode on November 23rd titled A Very Big in Japan Christmas. Scott wraps up his Big in Japan month with a selection of records from a variety of artists who found their biggest or initial success in Japan. TGI podcast had an episode on November 24th titled Superstore Black Friday. Matt decided to drop a special bonus episode to kick off the holiday shopping season. In this episode, he gushes over his love for the show and how quickly he binged it, his own history with Black Friday shopping, and as always, he determines whether or not this should be deemed a holiday classic. So if you're heading out to the store or need to get in the shopping mindset, be sure you too give this one a listen. Tis the Podcast had an episode on November 24th titled Turkeyologists All Over the World Know It As Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. The elves present to you this special bonus episode in which Julia, Tom, and Anthony discuss the cult classic Thanksgiving. Listen as they break down one of the worst, the cheapest, and the most baffling movies they've covered since Tis the Podcast began. Is this a case of a film being so bad it's good, or is there nothing redeemable about this story of teenage stereotypes being hunted down by a bad Muppet of a turkey named Turkey? You'll have to tune in to find out. Because of the subject matter, this is one hysterical episode you want to make sure not to miss. Christmas Past podcast had an episode on November 24th titled 2022 Season Kickoff from the Great Dickens Christmas Fair. Brian is officially kicking off the 2022 Christmas season of Christmas Past with a Thanksgiving family gathering, a return to a beloved Bay Area tradition, and a visit to the Cratchit family in London. Cozy up by the fire and welcome the festive season with the entire Christmas Past family. Many thanks to Denise Lamont, Therese Porter, Kevin Patterson, and everyone at the Great Dickens Christmas Fair for making this episode possible. Christmas Countdown Show podcast on episode November 24th titled Top 5 Gifts for Christmas 2022. 'Tis the season for giving, and who doesn't love giving the perfect gift? Watching a loved one unwrap and reveal a gift that puts massively merry smiles on their faces is one of the most memorable parts of the holiday season. In this episode, Eric and Danny share 5 fun and festive ideas for gifts for this holiday season, Plus, the fellas get to chat with famed ornament designer Christopher Radko. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode of November 24th titled Die Hard and Home Alone Are the Same Movie. It's the age-old question, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Tech Troublemaker joins Todd to break down the argument for and against Die Hard being a Christmas movie. They also compare and contrast Die Hard with other widely accepted Christmas movies. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode of November 24th titled Fantastic Turkeys and Where to Find Them. Art takes a brief look at where the tradition of eating turkey came from and discovers a few traditional Christmas meals from around the world. Then he reads Louisa May Alcott's short story, A Christmas Turkey and How It Came. Does this old story still have a relevant message for us today? Indeed, it does. But it's also a wonderfully sweet story to listen to while you slowly digest your Thanksgiving dinner. Christmas Alphabet Podcast, an episode on November 24th titled Christmas Alphabet Song Trailer. Wayne has a short teaser asking for your contributions to his next episode. He's going to do a remake of the Christmas alphabet song with your best bits of Christmas attached to each letter of the word Christmas. Season's Eatings Podcast, an episode on November 25th titled Sugar Cookies. Every year leading up to Christmas, magazines are luring you into buying them with pictures of decadent, colorful baking delights. The holidays are filled with this dessert. Covered in rich royal icing, sprinkles, or just plain, the sweet treat is found on every Christmas table. Round or cut into intricate shapes, this portable morsel is the basis for hundreds of variations. Its rich history starts in the Middle East and travels the world over to settle in the United States. Glenn's exploring the history and origins of the sugar cookie. 12 Days Podcast, an episode on November 25th titled Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and Actual Actor Kevin Bacon. Dan and Kara discuss the unreleased 4-hour version of this film, John Candy and Steve Martin's chemistry, and how inconvenient it would be to live in the 80s. Can't Wait for Christmas Podcast, an episode on November 25th titled Black Friday and the Top 5 Holiday Hacks. Tim looks at the history of the most infamous shopping day of the year and the kickoff to the Christmas shopping season, Black Friday. He also counts down the top 5 holiday hacks you can use to add a little more magic to your Christmas celebrations, talks a bit about Muppet Christmas goodness as he does every Muppet-vember, and sees how you'd recast Jingle All the Way in his penultimate edition of Merry Castmas. Kringle Talks Christmas Podcast had an episode November 25th titled Celebrating Christmas Early. Chris talks celebrating Christmas early. Actually, he's doing just that. He means that's what everyone's interested in, right? He also talks about Christmas music released early and some of the famous Christmas classics released in November.
Honey, I'm home!
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters we have on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to welcome Brian Earle and Christmas Past Podcast to ChristmasPodcast.com. I'd also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com. You can review any or all the podcasts we have there. We have the links to those podcasts. You can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You also have the links to get a hold of me to let me know what you think of this podcast and if there's anything you'd like to hear us put on ChristmasPodcast.com. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispring Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.